Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
First this morning, the government is understood to be examining delivering the most significant cut to the controversial universal social charge since its introduction. It's understood that Fianna Fáil is pushing for the measure to impact all earners, especially those on lower incomes. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council warned ministers last week not to repeat past mistakes, as it argued that a large budgetary package is not needed this year. Well, to discuss all this further, I'm joined by Daniel McConnell, who's editor of the Business Post, and shortly we'll get reaction from Dr. Eddie Casey, chief economist at the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, and also Fianna Fáil TD Willie O'Dea. But first, Daniel, to come to you, lots of budget talk, likely cuts to the USC reported in your own paper yesterday. So what's the government considering?
So we know, Claire, that Fianna Fáil had its own kind of parliamentary party meeting recently enough, and where the USC emerged as one of the sort of key demands. This is in the context of Michael McGrath being the first finance minister from Fianna Fáil in 13 years. And they obviously were the party that introduced the very controversial tax austerity era tax back in late 2010. And there's, I suppose, a strong desire for Michael McGrath and Fianna Fáil to put their stamp on the upcoming budget. We know that the envelope for the core budget spending package is around 6.5 billion, 1.1 billion of that is in tax. But we also know beyond that that there's going to be a kind of another once-off measure kind of package to address the cost of living crisis. And you know, our indications that that's going to push up to about 11 billion to be on par with the package that was announced last year. But the tax, you know, taxation is likely to be where a lot of the focus is on, because last year was very much a spending budget. This year is much more going to be interested. People are going to be interested, what are you going to do for my pocket? And this is where the USC has kicked in. And I think, you know, there's a, you know, Fine Gael had previously campaigned on abolishing the USC in 2016, didn't do anything about it ultimately. Mm-hmm. But there is now an appetite, a clear appetite from across the cabinet and across government to do something about the USC going into the, because we know elections are looming next year.
And we've heard that Fine Gael, of course, in this budget cycle are keen on tax cuts too. How do they feel about cutting the USC though?
So all the indications we got, and we've bounced this off an awful lot of people within cabinet and elsewhere, and you know, they I think on one front they recognise that it's Michael McGrath's turn to determine taxation policy, but they were very much saying they would support a cut in USC. But their big priority, as they've articulated, is increasing the entry point to the higher rate of tax from €40,000. They jumped it from 37.5 to 40,000 last year. That was seen as a significant jump. They would like to repeat that, but that's going to cost an awful lot of money. So whether they're able to do a decent USC cut and that remains to be seen, but certainly that they're very much open. And again, as we said, we bounce this off a lot of ministers across the coalition, and to a man and woman they were all saying yes, USC is definitely something they would like to see moved. Well, and cut
Fianna Fáil might see this as a good headline, cutting USC, you know, it looks good on the front page of the newspaper or the website. Have they stolen a march on Fine Gael here?
Well, I think that many in Fianna Fáil would say that Fianna Gael, particularly under Leo Varadkar, have continued to steal marches on them repeatedly on various issues. So I think they definitely want to, as we get into that election cycle, want to differentiate themselves from Fine Gael, because that's their big dilemma, is how do they differentiate themselves from the old enemy that they've essentially been in lockstep with since 2016 with confidence and supply. They've now been in government fully since 2020, so they do need to try and eke out some space between them. Obviously, Leo Varadkar and the three junior ministers in Fine Gael coming out with their, you know, €1,000 tax break for workers was their attempt to do that, and that we know that annoyed Michael McGrath and other Fianna Fáilers considerably. So I do think that this is probably an attempt by Fianna Fáil to regain the initiative, and I suppose for Michael McGrath to put his stamp and Fianna Fáil's stamp on the budget, because ultimately they will be facing into the electorate for the local and European elections next May, and there's obviously an awful lot of talk of an election, a general election in the autumn of next year. So there's a lot more pressure on Michael McGrath this time around than there probably would have been even last year.
And look, nothing is decided or agreed yet. Many a slip between cup and lip, as they say. And the health budget deficit, that's one big fly in the ointment, isn't it?
It is, there are two major flies in the ointment in relation to all of this. One is public sector pay, because obviously they have to factor in the full cost of the existing deal, which comes to a conclusion this year, but that's even before they agree any increase on next year. And public sector pay deals are extremely expensive. Any increase adds significantly, and they have to be factored in. But you're absolutely right. So as we were reporting again yesterday in the Business Post, you know, the situation in relation to the health overrun has not only not steadied over the summer period, it has actually gotten worse. And as several senior sources were saying, there's a great deal of unrest around that now. We're in this situation perennially, but I suppose the ramifications for all of this is the more money you have to offset for health means that there's less money to spend for other measures, so guards, teachers, hospitals, whatever else, in terms of capital spending and current spending. So there is a concern that the numbers are sort of running away from a position of control, and there is that angst, as I said. However, I think there is a kind of an understanding that health is under significant pressure. There was a sense coming back from the health side of things that there really wasn't a proper realisation in terms of inflation last year, so they underprovided for it, and the chickens are coming home to roost now. But that is a dilemma they're going to have to fix between now and Budget Day.
Daniel, thank you very much. Daniel McConnell there from the Business Post. And as I said, I have Willie O'Dea from Fianna Fáil and Dr. Eddie Casey, Chief Economist at the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, on the line. And Dr. Casey, to you first, and you gave that very pointed warning to government that they risk repeating the mistakes of the past. Do you say that in particular to Willie O'Dea and his colleagues in Fianna Fáil?
I think it applies to all parties that are pushing to do too much in the current environment, right? And this isn't for the council really about just the USC. And it's not about health or disability services or pensioners or carers or how much money we put to any of these areas, really. That's not what the council is talking about. It's about the overall scale of what's being done and the timing of it. So, you know, you'll always have one camp, Claire, that'll say taxes are too high and we should reduce them. And you'll have another that'll say, well, services need to be better and we need to expand infrastructure. But it's up to the government of the day to make the grown-up choices, recognising that, you know, some of these are going to be very difficult and we can't go too far. So one way we can make sure that we don't go too far is to stick to something like this spending rule that the government sensibly introduced back in 2022. And the idea of the spending rule, it's very much like a speed limit. You know, it's there to keep us safe, to make sure that we don't go too far and that everything is kept sustainable and that we don't take risks and risk a crash in the future. Now, instead of sticking to this speed limit, which is this 5% increase in spending net of any tax cuts, what the government is doing is repeatedly signaling that it's going to go beyond it. So it's not just a one-year issue that, you know, big deal, it's 6% versus 5%. No, it's a repeated pattern of behaviour we're kind of concerned by. It's breaking the speed limit in 2024, signaling you're going to do it again the next few years, and having given yourselves more wiggle room in the last two.
Okay, Willie O'Dea, take the grown-up choices, stick to the spending rule and stop breaking the speed limit. What do you say?
Well, you know, the government has been faced with very difficult choices which they've taken and very difficult decisions which they've taken, and as a result, the economy is in much better shape than hitherto. I mean, you know, I understand what Eddie is saying and I understand where he's coming from, and his organisation, you know, have been established to advise the government in economic matters, but they advise in the economy. Unfortunately, the government has to just not just manage an economy, we have to manage a society also. So, you know, I mean, when you talk about, you can talk there about disability and the needs for further expenditure on education, further expenditure on justice, etc. You know, all those are necessary. Now, okay, the spending rule is being breached this year. I think it's 6.1% over instead of the 5%.
I think it's a bit more than that.
You must remember, well, for this year, I think about 6.1 as opposed to 5. But you must remember that, you know, we've been through a period of very substantial inflation, which hasn't been a feature of the Irish economy for many, many years now, and people's purchasing power has been substantially eroded. And, you know, if we were to stick to the 5% rule, in my opinion, the increases which are necessary to enable people to live from week to week, people in social welfare, people who are too old to walk, people who are too ill to walk, we wouldn't be able to afford to do very much for them. We wouldn't be able to afford the sort of increases we need in education.
Okay, that's one thing. That's welfare. Health. That's welfare. But on the USC side, do you and Fianna Fáil feel a particular responsibility to reduce it because it was brought in under Fianna Fáil as a temporary measure?
Well, on the URC, I mean, you know, you talk there about stealing marches, etc. The fact of the matter is that even though Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are together in government, they are nevertheless our separate parties, and we have our own priorities, they have theirs. Now, the URC was brought in at a time of severe economic crisis, which didn't just exist in Ireland, but all over the world. But the reason why it was purportedly brought in to replace the income levy and the health levy, but in fact it was introduced in reality, I think, so that people whose income was too low to actually be liable for income tax were forced to make a contribution towards saving the country at that time. And therefore, it
was a catch-all.
There was a large amount of people were outside the tax net because their income was too low.
But do you feel a particular responsibility as a Fianna Fáil TD to do something about it? That's my question.
There were very low paid workers who were brought in. The extra cohort of taxes.
Willie, in fairness, I understand. I think most people understand why it was brought in. Would you answer the question though?
It's not a question of feeling responsible. It's a question of the government doing what they did at a time of severe economic crisis to save the country. Now we're in the position to take a lot of those people out of the URC. And if you want to reduce tax, if you feel the taxpayers deserve a break, the most equitable way to do it, it seems to me, is through the URC. Because you can focus your reductions or your tax reliefs on the lower paid workers
okay.
who badly need a break.
Well, Eddie, what do you say to that logic?
Well, I mean, there's a few points there, right? So the first one probably is this idea that, if you believe in managing a society and providing care to people across all the areas that public services provide, you know, support and services to people, well, really, it's not just a one-year thing that you want to do. It's something that you should plan for. And if you really believe in it, that you should do over a series of years. You want to do it into the long term. And that means making sure that the funding is there sustainably to do it, not just this year, but well into the future as well. And that means not going too far and risking having to reverse some of those services that you've provided in the future. And the second point is on this idea that, well, inflation is high today, and so we have to do a little bit more on spending to catch up with it. So there's some merit to that. But of course, the risk there is that by putting a bit more money back into everyone's pocket and expanding on all these fronts that we've talked about in capital, on current spending, that you're going to really just add to the problem that is inflation. So by kind of trying to tackle this problem by adding more money into the economy, you're basically creating some of the same problems again, that you're adding to inflationary pressures, you're going to push up prices, push up wages, and you're chasing your tail.
But in fairness to Willie, on your first point, no one in Fianna Fáil, and Willie today hasn't said we're going to draw a line through USC. You know, they're chipping away at it as opposed to doing anything radical, as I understand it.
Absolutely. That's true. Sorry, go on. Okay.
Willie, am I right there?
Absolutely. You see, the revenue, the USC has become a huge revenue generator. And, you know, it simply wouldn't be possible financially to completely abolish USC. As you say, we are chipping away at it. We are proposing, or we are in favour of reducing it in such a way as that it will benefit the lower paid workers.
So, Eddie, is that...
In relation to Eddie's point about a period of years, I mean, look, we have laid out a programme for a period of years, but you must remember that all that corporation tax, all those expenditure increases, etc., their estimates, the situation could change. And we must also bear in mind that the vast majority of the once-off corporation tax receipts, these huge increase in corporation tax receipts, are going into a sovereign wealth fund and an infrastructure fund. So we're not proposing to spend them immediately. We're planning for the future. We're planning to have a capital fund there for infrastructure and to pay for an increased ageing population and increased health services into the future. So, that's where we're setting up those funds now.
So, Eddie, does that not sound like grown-up choices, no?
Well, we haven't actually seen the details on those funds, so we can't say for sure. You know, we can't provide an assessment as a council of what's actually happening on the infrastructure fund or on the sovereign wealth fund. But what we can say is that there's clear choices to go beyond the spending rule repeatedly. And it's not just a one-year thing when inflation is high. This is well into the future, out to 2026. And we know that this is a planned, repeated pattern. So, you know, it's one thing to say, well, we are going to make some of the right choices this year, but it's really hard to trust that the spending rule will be stuck to in the future if you've already signalled that it's going to be repeatedly broken.
All right, we'll leave it there, Dr. Eddie Casey and Willie O'Dea. Very quickly, Willie.
But we are putting surplus monies away okay. for the future. I mean, the temptation in politics always is to spend money, so the journalists call it buying votes, but the fact of the matter is we're not using the surplus for political purposes or to excessively increase expenditure. We are putting the vast majority of the surplus, and it will be the vast majority of the surplus, away right. for the future, and that's really grown up.
All right. Thank you very much, Willie O'Dea, Dr. Eddie Casey. Coming up next, more people are entitled to free GP care from today, but the question is, can the doctors cope with the demand?